Hello everybody, it's me, Concor.
It's me, Tyler.
But now, talking about that you are going to Korea and you are going to use Tinder. I want to see that people.
I don't know if I will use Tinder, but let's just say I downloaded it.
But do you think?
I don't know how to use it. I have to, you know, figure that out. Yeah, I have
not to the whole that people out, that's right? Going to download Tinder and say, "Where is Tinder? Where is Tyler?
Yeah,
they're going to put a location, like a very big location, to find Tyler.
I believe some other people also use Tinder to just meet friends and just to
make connect. Friends.
You could just, you know, like casually go out.
I think this
on
is
it.
Really important today because now the society is more online. I mean, meet people is more easy meet online than in the real person.
Yeah.
Do you think you're really available to talk somebody in person, like in the restaurant, and you say, "Hi, my name is Tyler. Can we share this table, or would you like to drink one coffee with me?" Because in the past, in some part of the story, they did that because they don't have phones.
Yeah.
And they don't have to wait to communicate.
It's all about in-person interactions, yeah.
Totally.
Somebody's got to be the conversation starter. Somebody has to initiate. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think it's not too fast, like in the example that I put, because I suppose and I imagine, I passed this period that I don't have phones in Peru. Mm-hmm. I remember that it's my friend present the friend of the friends.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like somebody introduce you. Oh. You don't go directly like a.
So what do they do? They show you the picture, like the profile. Hey, you like this girl?
No.
You want me to hook
what
you
picture?
Up?
Picture? If we don't have phone.
Oh, you don't have phone. Yeah.
What picture? Yeah, this is when you see a tech boy and one older guy. I went a lot of times when I went to the party when I was a kid. I don't have phone.
Uh-huh.
I don't have phone until like 15 years old. Yeah, 15 years old, I have my first phone. I received the invitation, like a car invitation to my door. The father of that child, go to my house and knock my door and say, "Hey, we are going to invite to this guy to the party. Please come here to the party, blah, blah, blah." But the point is, when I go to the party, I meet with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And with that person, it's like, they say, "Oh, do you know this girl? Do you know he's the friend of who?" So they say, "No, he's the friend of this. And I need to pass the whole way to connect to this person. Like, "Can you introduce me to this person? And this person, can you introduce me to this person? Can you introduce me to this person?" Finally, I go to this person.
Mm.
But how can be that possible in the real life? It's really strange.
It is.
And it's more, do you think it's a little more terrific now?
Terrific?
Because
it's better now?
No. I think it's more awkward.
It's more awkward. It's, yeah. It's
because
like,
it's
yeah.
like a somebody so strange add you to the Facebook.
Yeah.
And Sony Strange just totally like, "Hey, how are you?" And you start a conversation like this.
And you know, sometimes when you first met this person, you got to know this person through like online, like through like social media, right? And they were like so friendly and you guys just like clicked and you talked, you know, like back and forth. It's kind of like ping pong and like the tiki taka. And the thing is like, after you
really...
No, you
really... use tiki taka. This is my word.
And it's like...
Too much time with a Latino guy.
And the, you know, like after you actually met this person, it's like... It's so awkward. And that person is like, even my cousin was like that. Yeah. When I text, he was like full of emotion and would share a lot of thoughts. And when you're like in person talking to him, he's like...
It's different person.
Yeah, it's like a total different person.
It's totally... I think that is happening today in the real life.
Yeah, it is happening.
You meet somebody who is fake in the social media, who try to be friendly or try to be a really...
Maybe they're not fake. Maybe they're just like... very introverted. It's like another side of them. They feel very secure and they are willing to be open.
Listen, man, I'm looking from this point of view. Yeah. It's like I'm at one person, but I know this person like the people who love this character or love this kind of movie or love this kind. So I try to pretend this be this person for she can like me.
Yeah.
Force the people like you.
Which is really important to not lose yourself and just trying to... I know it's really difficult because on social media, you post, you share things you want other people to see. So there's got to be a lot of different roles and the real true colors that you choose to filter out or not to share. So it's like, it's extremely hard to stay authentic. And, you know, like with all the trend and people liking other things, you would try to, you know, like shift your way and not being very, I don't know, like center-minded. Yeah. So I would say that's like, maybe that's influencing a lot of people nowadays.
So my question now is, you are going to go to Korea.
Mm-hmm.
how you can introduce yourself to this society to meet a new girl without Tinder. How will it be possible?
You just have to figure out something, come up with something really brilliant but not weird, and then try to talk to that person. I am so terrible at this. So
I think this is a really good question. Please, yeah. All everybody, tell me, if you are foreigner or you travel to another country, how you will be meet a new person?
I think I'll just tell them that I'm sorry. Excuse me. I think I'm lost. Would you be able to, you know, show me the direction? And I think it's different because I think that the main searching engines for maps in Korea is like Naver, and like in the rest of the world is probably like Google Maps, right?
Yeah.
And so I think Google Maps would not necessarily work very, you know, well in Korea, which is, yeah, maybe.
You want to speak with this person, you want to talk with this person, like, hey, sorry, I'm lost.
Yeah.
But if she don't speak English, or you are going to speak Korean, can you speak Korean?
A little bit, yeah. Like conversational, yeah, I understand, yeah.
So how do you say it? I'm lost. Yeah, you're lost. Yeah, your face is showing.
I can think of some words, but I learned Korean by listening, so I probably have to double check, but it's not too hard for me to memorize that line and to ask for help.
Oh, so yeah, you before when, to meet, when then, yeah. You're going to use Google Translation how to say I'm lost. Okay, yeah, what is your number? Okay,
like,
do you want to have sex?
It's kind of like Spanish. Sometimes when you know how to, like, the phonetic system of Spanish, the entire thing, you have no idea, but you know how to read it, right? Mm-hmm. And Korean is pretty much the same. So,
but now yeah. My question is the same. How you are going to meet?
I've never tried that. So would you want to teach me? How to start? Like, okay, I am very beautiful, but no, I'm not from Venezuela.
Okay. First, I need to analyze. I'm intelligent guy, so I need to analyze. Mm-hmm. First,
where are we? What's the environment?
We are in Starbucks.
Okay.
I think because you are not going to go a traditional restaurant in Peru because you don't know the city.
Okay.
So first, I need to watch the time. What time is it? 3 p.m.
3 p.m.
3:30. Okay, 3:30. 3:30 p.m. So basically, we pass the time of the lunch, mm-hmm. But I have the sunset. So you see how my mind is working.
Just go for it.
No, you can't do this. You need to win. That is a problem with the people. The people just go without plan, without.
Okay.
Beautiful Taiwanese girl, mm-hmm. in a restaurant, 3:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. We pass the time of the lunch. But what she's doing in Starbucks? Maybe she's taking a rest because she worked the whole day.
Yes.
First, I need to check. She speak English? Okay, I don't know. You don't say nothing. So the first thing is I pass and I check what are you doing. If you are looking your phone to maybe watching plays or something like that, you speak English, mm-hmm. and I try to see you a little more time, like I say, and then I buy two.
The stare feels so creepy.
No, listen. This is the best. Take notes. I buy two fraps. Okay.
Uh huh. You mean two frappuccinos?
Frappuccino. Yeah, frappuccino. I bought two frappuccinos. Uh huh. Buy two frappuccinos. And I approach to this person, I say,
Try it on me.
Okay.
I'm the Taiwanese girl.
Okay.
I'm browsing my phone.
Yeah. So she takes the phone, she speaks English. Hi. Oh, sorry, it's good. Can you, puedes hablar inglés? English? Can you speak English?
A little bit. Yeah.
Sorry, I, you know, buy two, buy one, give another one. That I have two.
It's okay.
So you're new.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Do I know you?
Yes.
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 From where?
Here, I'm Enrique.
Hi.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm just waiting for my friend.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, around the corner, have a really beautiful restaurant. If you want to go to your friend, you can go with your friend. I'm going to go to another place, but you can go to that place if you want. It's a really beautiful restaurant and you can see the sunset. Okay? Have a good day.
Okay.
Okay. And that's all.
You didn't get the number!
No. You can get the number, because if you get the number in the first meeting, in the first second, it's awkward. She's going to see... You need to see the person. Like, you are not the typical guy who in the... He's desperate. He's totally desperate. She know two information. Around the corner, have a beautiful restaurant. The second is you are going to be around. And that's it. Nothing more.
Okay.
And then you're waiting. You go outside and you go to the coffee and you're waiting. You're waiting till she go outside. Because that's about that. I'm waiting for my friend. It's so fucking fake, Dad. It's so fucking fake. You're a fucking tourist. You don't have friends here. So you go outside and then you're waiting, and maybe around the sunset, because you say this gear, the sunset looks good in that restaurant. Like a foreigner, like a tourist, you are going to go to a restaurant. You don't have anything to lose.
Oh, okay.
So the same, you go to the restaurant and it's the second time you meet this person. And now you meet again, you're in the restaurant. Hey, hi. So you come there. You see, I told you, it's a beautiful restaurant, right?
Yeah.
So are you going to order something? Where's your friend?
She's not here yet.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. But you see, Mira, look at this. It's a beautiful restaurant with a beautiful sunset, with a beautiful sky. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to order? You can, well, have a table around there. You want to order? You can sit down. I'm just going to take one coffee. If you need something and you don't speak Spanish, just let me know. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to drink coffee. But you can sit down there.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why are you being so nice and friendly to me?
Because I travel too, and I meet with a lot of people who they are friendly with me. So I know you don't have maybe a really friendly friend, but it's a, and I would like to be happy that you know my city, the best place of my city, and you get a really good impression of my city.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you around. And just sit down. And suddenly, you see, it's so nice. How do you feel? Let me ask you, how do you feel?
Less intimidated. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Like, you started to feel like a real person, like very just like genuine, kind person. Yeah. Okay.
You see, bro? You see, this is intelligent, bro. This is working.
Okay.
Never take the phone. Never ask the phone. Never ask the direction. Never ask the name. Never force the conversation. Never. Just the conversation will be silently. Be random. Be a really good person. But you see, you're feeling like a less intimidated. And in the restaurant, you're going to sit down there, and I'm going to sit down here, looking at the sunset, reading. And of course, human being, you want to have a friend. So you are going to come to me.
I mean, yeah,
win.
Sounds sweet, romantic, but it just feels like a lion or like a cheetah playing and waiting for it, their prey. It's like, I'm gonna play around and then until I get it.
But you're a foreigner.
Yeah.
I don't know, but of course you want to make foreigner friends.
Whatever happens in Peru stays in Peru then.
Whatever happened in Korea, stay in Korea. Until you talk here in the podcast, because I'm waiting for your experience. The last, but not the less. Show me your best pickup line.
Oh my God.
I have a one.
Okay.
Who every time I use.
Yes.
It's because I love to wear like a tiny jeans. Not really tiny jeans, but a little tiny.
Like tight?
Tight. Yeah, really tight jeans. I like to use, I don't know.
You mean like skinny jeans?
Not too skinny. It's because my legs are a little big. Okay, so it's for natural things that I'm going to have a skinny jeans. Not the like the people who have a skinny legs. No, yeah. That's a really what's happening with your legs. You need to go to the gym, bro. Don't jump the legs.
Don't skip leg days.
Yeah. Don't jump the legs days. But every time I don't put the things in my package. So when I wear jacket, I put the things in my jacket. I never in my pants because it looks like my phone is there. So sometimes when I have a conversation, every time I put my cell phone and my wallet in the table, okay? We have a conversation or we have a role just like, can I put my things here? I'm going to bathroom, say I'm going to the bathroom, something like that. And they tell me, okay, but don't forget your things. And I say, every time I say, don't worry, if I forget, it's a really good excuse for me again.
My God.
It's really good.
Okay.
And most, 100% of the day, just laughing like, ah, is your best pickup line? No, I'm a Latino. It's not a pickup line. It's a really.
Did you go to college and major in major in how to flirt with girls? Whoa, bro's got Riz. Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. How's your best pickup line? I think this is my best pickup line.
My best pickup line. Okay, this pickup line is more like, not like the first sentence I would use, but maybe after, like, you know, I felt the connection and I felt the chemistry, and, you know, like, I feel like, oh, maybe this could work. This could work. I would probably say that, oh, you know what? Because of work, I am kind of busy, so I, but I like to make friends, so I actually have a lot of friends. Yeah, I don't really need friends. What I need is probably a girlfriend. How is that? Isn't that good? Terrible? No?
I smell like a virgin.
I worked on that for so long. Maybe it's the delivery.
No, bro. Yeah. I think the best wrong thing happening to all guys is listen like a desperate, you need a gear.
Oh, there's another one. Some guy would come up to a girl and said, hey, my friend wants your phone number, or my friend wants your line. And the girl would be like, why not you, your friend? Are you like a wingman, like trying like a helper or something? And the guy would say, oh no, it's just like, because my battery is running low and my friend just wanted to know who to call next morning. So, because we're going to spend the night together next morning. My friend probably died already. And my friend needs your phone number so then he can reach me. It's kind of brilliant. I mean, like, maybe nothing is going to happen, but it's kind of like a refreshing way of, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have one more.
Okay.
Yeah, look at this. Imagine it. We are in the nightclub.
Okay.
I go, hey, my friend, what are your phone number?
Why? Your friend?
Yeah, my friend.
Why?
My friend wants your phone number.
Okay, but why?
Oh, here.
Yeah?
You see here?
Uh-huh.
Wait. It's there. You see that?
Yeah.
Good, right? The best pick of life.
Yeah, it's cute. It's cute. That would get me, though. That would get me. Yeah.
I think you're the best.
I would just be like, okay, that's funny. Maybe I don't find you, like, first glance, super attractive, sexy, but you're funny, so I'll give it to you. Yeah.
Bro, I think this is the best option.
You graduated studying rhizology. Yeah, this bro got rhiz. Okay. I got to learn more from you.
You know, this is, when we were talking about the nightclub,
mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to teach you. That is the best. It's the best pickup line that you can use in the nightclub. Well, everybody, that's all for today. Everybody, thanks, everybody. Was a really good first season, I think, with a really big highlights.
Mm-hmm.
We love you. You know, I don't.
Yeah,
you don't,
we love you guys.
Yeah, you don't know. I actually was really good.
Why are we getting a little bit emotional right now?
We have a really good moment, really mm-hmm. good time. I know you more better.
Yeah, fun time, crazy time, and also really, you know, heartfelt.
Yeah, I think in this first time. Season, you don't know, but we talk a lot of time and we talk really good moment by moment. And everybody, see you. Have a good day. Bye-bye. See you next season. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.